Instagram people for the Facebook people to join the group. We are Instagram and Facebook Live. And sitting here, I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about today? And it's funny, three people in the same day have asked me the same question about an existing case that I've spoken about in the past. But I get that there's new members and people haven't heard my explanation. Guys, if you want to know, if you want to join the Facebook group, Instagram people are watching. We have a private Facebook group, Street Cop Training. It's a place where we have more sensitive material. There's a search function in the group that you can literally put stuff in. Actually, if you go to the website, there's a case law section on the website. You can put in like out-of-state vehicles maintenance violations. That's what we're going to talk about today, State versus Forgione, 1993. This is a big one. And I think when we went to South Dakota, we found that a lot of guys and girls there, you have the same rules basically as we do in New Jersey. I'm citing New Jersey case law. But for the people who are watching across the country, we have a lot of members in the group now. You'll find that if you search around a little bit, you'll see that you have the same thing in your state that we have here in New Jersey. Just so everybody knows, next upcoming class for this, for my training, 2-day course will be Bergen County. We will be there, let's see, 16th and 17th Bergen County Police Academy, followed by, we'll come down to South Jersey to Rowan College, hosted by Deptford, as they usually host it. And then some out-of-state class coming up, and talk to the class in Pennsylvania. We're coming to Indiana and Hobart, the 26th, 27th of February as well. And if you guys really find some value in this stuff, the program that I teach translates really well to out-of-state. So we're just, you know, we're expanding. We have a lot of calls coming in for people who want to try to see if we get the program come out to them. So, you know, have patience or be the person who steps up to the plate and makes it happen. But have patience. We're coming all around the country now. Killer lineup for 2018. We're just putting stuff together now for all the new instructors that are coming along and aboard on Street Cop Training. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty. It's amazing, guys. It's going to be good shit. Let's talk about State versus Forgione. This is for New Jersey people. And again, this probably applies for you as well. Like if you're not from New Jersey, look into what you have that resembles this. Here's what happens at Forgione. I actually printed it out right from the website. I'll click the link to you. I'll put it up here like I usually do, so you can click the link and you can read it. I get this question from a group member, Tanya. And she goes, Dennis, I had a discussion with my captain today over a drug arrest made by one of my coworkers and some out-of-state plates. I know you clarified the reasoning behind being legally able to stop an out-of-state vehicle for maintenance violations, but do you specify if we could actually write them for it if they're not violating the touring privileges? For example, New York plates were stopped for a license plate frame obstructing the words New York in the plates. Only a violation that was present. Drugs are found in plain view. Drivers arrested. Our county court prosecutor strongly advised that we write the original motor vehicle violation that we stop the car for an arrest ensues for the stop. So the driver was written for 39-3-33 on the plates. My captain is under the impression that the summons should not have been issued because there's an out-of-state plate. Any advice on issuing summons for out-of-state vehicles would be fantastic. Thanks in advance. You are welcome, Tanya. Let me talk about a few things. One, although there are many, many wonderful county prosecutors, there are some that are questionable, and I've discussed that before. And really, you should see how well-versed they are if you're talking to a county prosecutor with State versus Forgione out of 1993, and to see if they've actually read it. Because when it says, when it talks about Forgione and the consent decree that came out from the judges, they actually said they refused to adopt a decision whether or not you could write the summonses. What we're concerned with, if it actually validates the reason for the stop. So I'm going to agree with your captain and say the summons shouldn't have been written. However, it can be written under certain circumstances. I'm going to read the case to you after I explain this to you. How would you know if an out-of-state vehicle could be written, the summons could be written for the out-of-state vehicle? The answer to that question is you're going to have to ask some questions, dig some dirt, and be a good investigator. You're going to ask that person on the side of the road, hey, man, how long have you lived here for? Why? What's your travel? If they're traveling through the state, okay, then they're not going to be eligible for it. We don't have to determine whether or not the summons can be written. The determination is the authorization to stop the car. A guy called me today, same thing. Hey, man, well, we stopped the car. It had a Pennsylvania temp tag. And I'm like, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. If it's a maintenance violation, it's in New Jersey, and it falls into Chapter 3 or Chapter 4, Title 39, it doesn't matter what state it's from, and it doesn't matter. What we're focusing on here is not whether or not you can write the ticket. It's the authorization to stop the vehicle. And that's what we're after here, because I'm focusing on pretextual stops, right? You're picking a car based on indicators and behaviors that you're going to believe somebody's involved in criminal activity, either before, during, or after the commission of a crime. They're going to give themselves away in all the ways that I discuss in these videos. And then you're going to need a reason to stop it. Nothing screams something better than a maintenance violation of an out-of-state vehicle. I have made several cases regarding this, and there are several times where I did not write a summons where it wasn't authorized because the person legitimately was traveling through the interstate and they couldn't be subject to it because we do have touring privileges. So basically what it says is you have to kind of figure it out. Maybe you got a guy who's driving through Maryland, coming, you know, from, I don't know, upstate New York to Maryland. He has tinted windows. And it's funny because even State versus Cohen, which is our tinted window case law, where they, again, say use 39.3-74, they actually refer back to State v. Forgione in 1993 and what to do in a situation. So they even authorized Forgione in the tinted. A lot of guys are like, oh, can we stop out-of-state cars for tinted windows? And the answer is, yeah. I mean, literally in State versus Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, I forget what year that is. I can pull it up for you. I'll actually add the language into the post here on our Facebook page. It actually refers to Forgione and the ability to stop out-of-state vehicles for maintenance violations. It's irrelevant. And I'll talk about what Forgione is in a second. But again, we are looking at the authorization. So if the same guy, he's traveling from upstate New York and he's headed to Maryland. He has Maryland car, tinted windows. He stopped the car. And he's legitimately traveling through the interstate. It doesn't matter, you know, if you can write the summons. At this point, you obviously wouldn't be able to because he's allowed to travel through the state. But the fact of the matter is you're still allowed to stop them. You just are. I know there's a lot of criticism towards some of these videos and some, there's nothing to, sort of stuff I talk about, like, there's nothing to, argue about. Like, it's case law. Like, you can't argue with the judicial ruling of the New Jersey Supreme Court. I mean, you just can't. I'm just merely here finding this stuff for you and translating. And I employed this stuff for years, and hundreds and thousands of police officers in this state and other states employ this stuff as well. So you can be as critical as you want. The truth is the truth. The truth doesn't lie. So I'm just trying to explain it so everybody can understand it and where it comes from. And I'm going to read the consent decree from Forgione. Now, if you had the same guy who was from Maryland with tinted windows on his car, and you stopped and began questioning about what he's doing, his duration here in the state. And let's say the car was here for 8 months and he was just too lazy to transfer the registration over, maybe living with his mother, whatever it may be, then he would be more subject to the summons because the car is now legally, for a lack of better terms, technically registered here. It's housed here and they have to abide by our rules. So again, back to the meat and potatoes of it is it doesn't matter whether or not you can write the ticket. It's just the authorization for the stop. I've had several cases with this. I've had several prosecutors who agreed the same thing that I'm talking about. You can read it. You don't have to argue. You don't have to complain. You don't have to say it's not true. Literally, take the time to read the case. I mean, it says it right in the case. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. So here's what happens. A New York State trooper, and don't get it screwed up. New York State trooper stops a car, New York license plates, and had a defective rear brake light. So when he stops the car, they find, it says right here, he had a vision obstruction hanging from the rearview mirror as well under 374. As defendant produced the vehicle's registration, which disclosed defendant's New York residence and vehicle ownership, the trooper observed the container with suspected contraband drugs. A subsequent search of the vehicle uncovered a handgun, and a Warren County jury indicted. So the guy, he pleads guilty. They appeal it. And originally, if you read the case in here, what it says is that at the Superior Court level, this is not Supreme Court level, Superior Court level, they say, yeah, you can't stop a car for that. But if you continue to read, you'll see that they rule differently. The consent decree is different. And I'm going to read it to you from my version of it right here. And it says, State versus 4GO, the court ruled that the provision of 39.315, which exempts from the automobile equipment standards of Title 39, a vehicle licensed in another state known by a resident of that state does not prevent a law enforcement officer in this state from stopping such a vehicle or requiring the driver to produce registration and driving credentials when the officer observes equipment violation. Now, please do not begin to argue with me and say, well, this was a brake light. It's different because it's a safety issue. It is not. The question here was, can New Jersey police officers stop out-of-state registered vehicles for maintenance violations, any under Chapter 3 or Chapter 4 Title 39? And the answer is yes. Had nothing to do with the brake light. The brake light is the thing that evoked this circumstance. It says it right in there. The question is, can you stop for it? There's no argument about it. Okay. And here's what it says. Law enforcement officer cannot ascertain whether an out-of-state licensed vehicle is owned by a resident of that state without checking the credentials of that vehicle. It is not unusual in this day and age for a resident of one state to register his car in another state. Consequently, entitlement to the exemption of 39.315 cannot be determined until the registration credentials confirm that the vehicle in question is owned by an out-of-state resident and properly registered there. The only practical way for that confirmation to occur is for the police officer involved to review the appropriate credentials. You're allowed to make the traffic stop. There it is, guys. I don't know how much further I can explain it. Everybody, now you can understand it. Don't be afraid to use it. Listen, if your agency, we have a hard time making communication, and some people think, they'll tend to believe that, say things like, well, you know, he's like, he really rides administration's hearts. I don't. When there's one end of a communication, they're trying to communicate with the other, and the other is closed off from it. That's what I have a problem with. These are adult conversations that you can have. If your agency is not an agency that's behind you doing proactive police work, or you cannot communicate to them what you're doing and they can't understand why, or they don't want to take the time to read this or understand it, you must have to you have to understand that you're not going to change the mindset. I'm not here to try to sell the unsellable. But if you're a guy who's actually allowed to do things or a girl and you want to know more and you want to do stuff, that's what I'm here for. It just is what it is. I can't change the way the world is with the mindset of some police agencies. I certainly don't look to offend anybody, but the truth is the truth. And I don't want people to get what my intentions are misconstrued. I want to educate guys who want to do a really good job. And girls, count girls too. I love you guys. Obviously, I married one and had three kids. But that's what I'm talking about here. It's not trying to ruffle feathers, lock horns with anybody. Just truth. And some tactics. That's all comes out of these videos, and it's all comes out of my training. And you know, there's a reason why we sell out all the time, because it's a quality product, and guys are really getting a lot of value out of it. Heller, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that a little bit. Let's say after your live video. All right, are we doing a phone call? I guess after the live video. All right. So guys, I'm just moving this down just to say, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I would really like to have phone calls. If you want to have anonymous phone calls with me or send me questions, they make for good content for the group and everybody gets a lot of value out of them. If you're thinking them, don't hold it into yourself. Bring it to everybody and we'll discuss it on here. All right, guys, have a good night. See you guys tomorrow.